Parsha begins. Vayakel Moshe et Kol Adas Ben Yisrael Yomer Leim Eila Advarim Shetziv Hashem Lasis Eisam. So Rashi says Vayakel Moshe Lamachras Yom Kippurim. So Gishmak of Art in the Mayan Shaltero, he brings down from the earliest Ephraim. He says Lamachras Yom Kippurim means that there still has to be a Vayakel after Yom Kippur. A lot of times it's before Yom Kippur, person's Vayakel, person makes the Kehilo of makes Shalom with all the people around him. And he's Mephias, all the people that need to be Mephias. And then Yom Kippur passes, and back to square one. Vayakel has to be Lamachos Yom Kippur. Even after Yom Kippur, a person still has to be live B'Shalom with other people, and this person still has to be Mephias, the people that are around him. And Lule de Mistafin Amino, I think that that's really a good time for that, is right now, actually, this week. Specifically, a person, a lot of times you make Kabbalahs before Yom Kippur, Yom Neroim. There's a certain lachatz a person has by Yom Neroim that we have to make Kabbalah. You have to make Kabbalah. How do you come to Ne'ilah without a Kabbalah? And then comes, I don't know if how the Satan worked it out, but right after Yom Kippur is Ben Azmanim. And a lot of times the Kabbalahs fall by the wayside. By the time the Zman comes around, they're already long gone. Agav, there's no reason why a person can't make a Kabbalah. That's just not for Ben Azmanim. A Kabbalah that Bli Neder during the Zman, when I have. Like Dir Shul Kedel days, right? It's the you're only when it's the Zman. That's when we're going to be Makbid on it. Fakert, it could be also a Kabbalah that's just Rabbeinu Zmanim. Just Rabbeinu Zmanim. Mela, a person should take stock. I think now this week is coming exactly halfway through the year. Beis Hashem Yisbarach. Veshchedesh Nisan. Veshchedesh Nisan. I think it's a very Mesugal time for a few reasons. First of all, we're still in the Zmani Simcha, without the Lachatz. Purim Pesach, Rashi says that it's the Megula, it's Purim Pesach, it's not just Adar Nisan, Megula for Klal Yisrael. We're in the midst of the Yimei Simcha, and Kiyodua, it's Machlokes Tanoim, when Rosh Hashanah is, when was Nivar Olam? It was Nivar Olam B'Nisan, it was the Nivar Olam Nivar B'Tishrei, Olam Achshavtei, we paskin, and really it was Nivar Nisan, we reminded the Chadoshim from Nisan, that Tzavar Chodesh is Alechem. And it's the end of the Zman. It's the end of the Zman. A person has the ability now at the end of the Zman. A lot of times a person, I think it's an extremely important thing to do, is at the end of the Zman, a person could be that even learned through the entire Zman. And every day he came to Seder, Rechulu. But the Shaila is, what was he creating now? What is he taking with him from the Zman? Now at the end of the Zman, after 5 months of a winter Zman, what am I taking with me? What am I, and if there's something that has to be rectified, then that's where the Kabbalah is. Or if I had a Kabbalah to do something over the course of the last 5 months, 6 months, since Rosh Hashanah, to determine whether or not you're keeping to your Kabbalah. And if something has to be tweaked, so then tweak it. If something has to be changed, change it. If you're able to keep it up. Amazing. Now's the time, now's a great time to do it. And I think there's a, specifically for Ben Azmanim, it behooves a person to make a little bit of a Cheshbon HaNefesh, to see what his Ben Azmanim is going to look like, and how he's going to go into Ben Azmanim. I think now specifically that the Olam was chazering, you have the ability to take, those that took the Bechinos, for sure, take the Bechinos, and chaz the Bechinos. Now that I try to pull out of every Simon, if the Olam didn't realize by now, after the third Bechino, for those that are taking it, the Iker Halacha is that a person has to know, the Iker Halacha is that a person doesn't know already from how he grew up. To remember the halachas, to remember these halachas, to chazer them, a person able to chazer them over. Now that you wrote them down in a bechino, you chazer it over all the halachas from Simon Kuf Samach Zayin through Reish Yud Beis in 20 minutes. 20 minutes just to go through, 5 minutes of bechino to go through, and remind yourself before it gets too long of a time from the time that we learned it, and to remember to make a kinyan. And before Ben Azmanim, a person should make a like I was saying before, and maybe a Kabbalah for Ben Azmanim. If a person has a goal for Ben Azmanim, then it changes the whole Ben Azmanim. Because you have something to do. When a person is not during the Zman, so then you don't have a specific limud that you're learning. So you have to decide what limud you're learning. If you don't have a pressure to do something, so then each time that you have a few minutes, so then what should I learn now? I shouldn't learn, it's only a few minutes anyhow. If a person has a goal of what he wants to accomplish over the course of Ben Azmanim, so then he'll do it. I have a relative, actually, that he was going to Brisk. He was a Bachar at the time. It was during summer Ben Azmanim. I think he took off from Elul to Av, the whole Av. Very, very bright Bachar. But he said he's going to brisk, he wants to learn Zvachim beforehand. So he took a chavrusa, that he's going to learn a blot during first Seder, second Seder, night Seder, and he'll cover the Masechta until a little more than that. And he'll cover the Masechta before he goes. And that way he was determined, okay, who could do that? You have to be a Bachar, and has to be that you're... But the Nakud is that he made a goal, which was, if he really has to apply himself to be able to accomplish it. And he did it. I think his chavrusa fell out somewhere in the tzadis, but he was able to do it. And if a person makes a certain goal that he wants to accomplish during Ben Azmanim, so then, first of all, he's focused. Second of all, it's not every time that he has a few minutes, what am I going to do? What should I learn now? What should I... You have something you want to accomplish. I know a Baal Abbas, somebody that's Mamish, not a yeshiva man. Not, and he decided that he's learning for his father's yard site. For his yard site, he's learning Shishas Siddur Mishnah. Kitzur, I met the person after the year was over. He's like, I have so much free time. Why is so much free time? Because he made sure to be able to finish Shishas Siddur Mishnah in 1 year. You have to learn between 1 and 2 prakim a day. So every time he's best when he's learning, but every time they had a break, every time they had a little time off, he would spend his time learning Mishnah. And he finished, and he did it, and he did it. And I think that's really the whole Vayakha Pakuta, Vayigbali Bidaki Hashem of the Ramban. Vayigbali Bidaki Hashem, that a person could do it. A person shouldn't sell himself short. Don't sell yourself short. And a person has the ability, if you jump into it, to be able to do it. Not to think that I can't do it, and not to think that I don't think that anybody would have thought that they could chazer from Kuf Samach Zayin to Reshit Beis in less than 2 months. But so maybe we didn't, maybe I could have done it better, Bechulu, Kavan's pushing us too fast, I don't know. But Lamaisa, I'm marking the Bechinus, and I see what's going on. And Baruch Hashem, the Ilum is tremendously matzliach, be able to be pushed. When you're pushed to do something, you'll be able to do it. And that's in all aspects. That's the Yiwili B'Dach Hashem of not just when it's menageh to other people, family organizations, you're going to go ahead and start something. It's to believe in yourself. It's to, a person should believe in themselves and realize what their kaychas are and realize how much they could accomplish and to set your goals accordingly. And if you don't reach your goals, also, but if you don't reach for the stars, so then you're not going to get even halfway there. You're not going to get the, you have to put your goal to a, I was just speaking to one of my son's 9-year-old son yesterday. He's in fourth grade. He told me last night. He says I have a kid in my class that every hafsaka recess he learns one parak of Mishnayos. I guess over the course of the day. He says he already finished the whole Zerayim, and he's halfway through Moed. They're already halfway through Moed themselves. And Kinira, he's on his this is a regular kid in a regular class, but he's decided. He's out to do it. He's determined. Here it's very common in Israel that kids finish Sidra Mishnah for their Bar Mitzvah. People in America do it also. Here it's like it's not as many people that have done it, many people. But that means that you're a 9-year-old kid. He's how much does he know already? How much? Yeah, Seder. And when we learn the Mishnah, how much do we know already also? Seder. But each one, Kol Achad Kefi Mashu, and the more you put yourself to it, the more you'll be able to accomplish. Not to sell yourself short. And somebody that's Vayigi Baliba Vodak Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we see by the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays them back that they're able to accomplish far more than they ever imagined.